this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 140, How to Heal Your Gut in 5 Simple Steps. Sounds pretty easy. Let's jump in. New research shows that having the wrong gut bacteria may cause weight gain. It may cause lots of illnesses like colds and other infections. It may cause allergies, autoimmune diseases, and even problems with your heart. Indeed, a study this past week showed that within 4 generations on a low-fiber, modern diet, your beneficial gut microbes may become forever extinct. In this podcast, I will share with you 5 simple things you can do now to heal your gut and prevent these chronic medical problems. The challenge: the number of bacterial cells in your gut outnumber the rest of the cells in your body by 10 to 1. The modern diet, low in fiber and high in sugar and saturated fat, wipes out healthy gut microbes. Even worse, modern foods promote unhealthy strains of gut bacteria, which may then cause chronic medical conditions. Weight gain. Regardless of your willpower, you may never lose weight with the wrong gut bacteria in place. Likewise, prediabetes and diabetes may also be caused by these same bad bacteria living in your gut. To better understand the science of gut bacteria and weight gain, please visit you'll have to go way back in time, but I have a link on my website. I also did a podcast on it talking about weight gain and gut microbes. Let's move on now to illnesses, allergies, and autoimmune diseases. Do you seem to catch every cold going around? Do you suffer from allergies? Are you battling an autoimmune disease? If so, your immune system challenges may be from having the wrong gut bacteria in place. Fully 70% of your entire immune system is within your gut. What is happening to your gut's immune system may also be affecting the rest of your body. Cardiovascular disease. In addition to weight gain and diabetes, new research shows that high cholesterol and heart disease may also be caused by the wrong gut bacteria. Until recently, researchers weren't quite sure how the bad guys in the gut caused heart attacks. The link between bad gut bacteria and heart attacks may be due to a substance called TMAO. TMAO, or trimethylamine N-oxide, is a chemical produced by the wrong strains of gut bacteria. TMAO in the blood may be a bigger risk for a heart attack than even high cholesterol. People eating foods high in carnitine and lecithin produce a lot of TMAO. Carnitine and lecithin are especially high in meat, and they're also high in eggs. Red meat seems to be the biggest offender of TMAO creation by the gut bacteria. Interestingly, studies show that people on antibiotics produce very little TMAO. Likewise, a vegan is somebody who doesn't eat meat or dairy, a vegan who suddenly eats a big steak also won't produce much TMAO either. However, if that same vegan starts eating meat every day, then their gut bacteria will start making large amounts of TMAO. The bottom line is that if you eat a lot of meat and you eat a lot of eggs on a daily basis, you will grow large amounts of the TMAO-producing bacteria in your gut. One puzzle to the TMAO theory of heart disease is fish. While fish eaters have long been known to have very low rates of cardiovascular disease, fish eaters also have a fair amount of TMAO in their blood. One theory to explain this conundrum is that the TMAO produced from fish is perhaps eliminated more easily by the kidneys than TMAO produced from, say, red meat. Are good gut microbes becoming extinct? A very sobering study on the gradual extinction of beneficial gut microbes was just published this past week by doctors Erica D. Sonnenberg and Justin L. Sonnenberg. Yes, it's husband and wife. They're both microbiologist researchers from Stanford University. It is well known that beneficial gut microbes thrive on fiber. Fiber is their fuel source. If fiber is not available, these healthy microbes die from starvation. In their place will emerge strains of bad gut bacteria, which may cause weight gain, poor immune system function, and heart disease. These bad guys in your gut love the modern diet. They especially love massive quantities of sugar, artificial sweeteners, refined carbohydrates, and saturated fats from animal products. Although the Stanford study was done in mice, the findings may apply to you as well. To study the effects of fiber on the human gut, they bred mice without any bacteria in their guts, called germ-free mice. Next, they populated these guts of these germ-free mice with healthy gut bacteria taken from humans through a procedure known as a fecal transplant. In this case, they transplanted healthy poop from humans into the guts of these germ-free mice. With healthy human gut microbes in place, the Sonnenbergs then put these mice on a low-fiber diet, similar to what most Americans eat. After several generations of mice, here is what they found. These are their three big findings of the study. Number one, a low-fiber diet kills off beneficial gut microbes. Number two, healthy gut microbes gradually become extinct on a modern diet. With each generation of mice on a Western diet, healthy strains of gut microbes became progressively extinct. By the fourth generation, the mice had forever lost 75% of the beneficial strains of gut microbes. Number three, a healthy diet alone can't bring back extinct healthy gut microbes. While a high-fiber diet allows the surviving beneficial gut microbes to multiply, a healthy diet alone could not bring back healthy gut microbes from extinction. The finding that healthy strains of gut microbes can become extinct over time is a new scientific finding. This finding has serious implications for the health of basically for you, your children, and your grandchildren. On a bigger scale, if healthy strains of gut microbes are forever lost from the human race, chronic medical conditions will afflict even more people. Of course, it is certainly possible that after thousands or possibly even millions of years, your body may learn to adapt to a low-fiber diet. In the meantime, though, what can you do to prevent the extinction of healthy gut microbes from your family line? So, heal your gut in five simple steps. Here are your five simple steps. Number one, eat a high-fiber diet. While our ancestors once ate more than 100 grams of fiber daily, the average American now just eats 15 grams of fiber each day. Even our government has set the bar so incredibly low by recommending just 14 grams of fiber for every 1,000 calories you eat. Thus, a person eating a 2,000-calorie diet only needs a mere 28 grams of fiber daily, according to our government. No wonder we're all constipated and have gastrointestinal problems. Since reading this article from the Sonnenbergs, I have tried to significantly increase my fiber intake. Even while traveling most of last week, I still averaged 81.1 grams of fiber each day. All of this fiber was from natural whole foods. No supplements were taken. To increase your fiber intake, eat more fruit, vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds. If you enjoy grains, make sure they are only whole grains, which are high in fiber. If you currently don't eat much fiber, talk to your doctor first. Suddenly switching from a low-fiber diet to a high-fiber diet could cause abdominal distress and possibly even an intestinal blockage. You may need to gradually increase your fiber intake. Number two, eat more fermented foods. While fiber allows good bacteria to multiply, to introduce new healthy strains of gut bacteria, you'll need to eat more fermented foods. One ray of hope from the Stanford mouse study from the Sonnenbergs was that if researchers did a fecal transplant and fed the mice a high-fiber diet, they could restore the original healthy gut. Most of my patients are not willing to sign up for a fecal transplant. I wouldn't be either. Besides, a fecal transplant is still considered experimental, and it is only indicated to treat the most severe cases of C. diff colitis. Thus, to introduce more healthy gut microbes, eat more fermented foods. Fermented foods are loaded with lots of different strains of these healthy gut microbes. What are fermented foods? This was something I was asked on my blog. Fermented foods would be something like natto or fermented soybeans that the Japanese love to eat. It might be kombucha, which is fermented tea. It could be yogurt, kefir. There are so many. Sauerkraut, kimchi. These are all fermented foods. Personally, I'm still not a huge fan of fermented foods, but I make it a point to eat them on basically every day I'm home that I'm not traveling. I eat fermented foods. When I'm traveling, it's a little bit harder. If you have a weak immune system, talk with your doctor first to make sure it is safe to consume fermented foods. Number three, avoid unnecessary antibiotics. While antibiotics can be life-saving, most antibiotics used in the United States are unnecessary. Unnecessary antibiotics in humans, unnecessary antibiotics in animals are breeding superbugs that can no longer be treated. In addition to killing harmful bacteria, each course of antibiotics also wipes out billions of healthy gut microbes. These healthy gut microbes may be forever eliminated from not only your gut, but also the gut of your family line. Work with your doctor to make sure that any prescribed antibiotics are absolutely necessary. Also, if you must take an antibiotic, be sure to quickly replenish your gut microbes with plenty of fiber and fermented foods. Number four, give your children every advantage. Many mothers have no choice but to undergo a C-section or feed their baby formula. The beneficial gut microbes a baby starts this life with is determined to a large extent by a normal delivery and drinking mother's milk. As children grow older, do everything possible to encourage high fiber and fermented foods. Work under the direction of your pediatrician as to when these healthy foods can be safely introduced. Yes, children will fuss about eating healthy foods. Don't give up. Start off life with a healthy gut. And help them to avoid these problems of weight gain, allergies, and future heart problems. Number five, don't live in too sterile of an environment. Antibacterial soaps, toxic cleaners, hand sanitizers, and too much time spent inside in relatively sterile environments may wreak havoc on your immune system and your gut. Sadly, your contact with the microbial world is shrinking with each new generation. It has long been recognized that farmers or children from big families or even people with pets in the house suffer less from allergies and asthma. Indeed, exposure to microbes in the dirt, microbes from a sick sibling, or microbes from a pet may help to fine-tune your immune system. And the same is also true with fermented foods. Yes, you're introducing some new strains of potentially beneficial gut microbes with fermented foods, but perhaps the biggest benefit is that it allows your immune system to come into contact with more microbes to fine-tune your immune system. If your immune system is fine-tuned, it's less likely to result in allergies or attacking yourself in a process known as autoimmune disease. These observations provide the basis for the hygiene hypothesis. The hygiene hypothesis states that if your hygiene is too sterile, too clean, then your immune system may not function properly. If your immune system doesn't get enough exposure to the microbial world, like I just mentioned, it could look for the wrong things to attack and cause conditions like allergies and autoimmune diseases. The big picture, more and more studies are pointing to a healthy gut as one of the most important things you can do to maintain an ideal weight and prevent chronic medical problems. The study, the Stanford study that we talked about from Erica and Justin Sonnenberg, is a call to action now to prevent healthy gut microbes from forever becoming extinct, both in your gut as well as the gut of your family line. So once again, let me quickly review the 5 steps to heal your gut. Number 1, eat a high-fiber diet. Number 2, eat more fermented foods. Number 3, avoid unnecessary antibiotics. Number 4, give your children every advantage. Number 5, don't live in too sterile of an environment. Please, I'd love to hear your experiences on how you have healed your gut. Please go on to my blog. That's at drjohnday.com. This podcast is article number 140, How to Heal Your Gut in 5 Simple Steps. Also, if you have a question about what you've just listened to, go on to my blog, same place, leave a comment, and I will do my best to answer every question. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sign up now for my weekly newsletter if you have not already done so, and keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.